our monthly update from Lincoln County School District Number 2 with Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio. Superintendent, here we go. Ready or not? Shovels out. Ready for this?
We're ready. Yeah. Good morning, Duke. Yeah. How are you?
I appreciate you coming in today. Tell us what's happening at the good old District 2 as you head into the Thanksgiving holiday.
So amazingly enough, we're a third of the way through this 24-25 school year, and there's certainly a lot of things to celebrate and a lot of things that we're trying to get prepared for that are fast approaching. But first, I think that we should give kudos to both Cokeville and Star Valley's football teams. From my vantage point, that was a mighty nice opportunity to be in Laramie, you know, a week and a half ago, and see both teams compete in the 2A and 3A state championship games. And then Cokeville volleyball the week before was runners up. And then obviously Coach Draney and the cross country team brought home a state championship, and Star Valley volleyball and the band. Just so many fall activities that have concluded, with winter activities kicking off yesterday, and just a lot of good things happening with our student athletes. Last week, Duke, with the election, had the opportunity and the privilege to go to Casper for 3 days of training with board members, and we appreciate Mr. Bennett and Mr. Johnson's service on the board. Mr. Bennett's been associated with the school district, obviously, since 1987, and he's just a class act, and we appreciate Homer. And then happy to work with the new ones. As we received training last week, Jake Long and Cade Wilkes, and that was a good experience. And then we've got accreditation in the fall of 2025, so Mr. Horsley's in charge of that, and he's doing a great job getting us prepared. There's 25 elements that we'll be rated on by peers from across the state, and again, they'll be here October of 2025. And then kudos to JC and Brandy and Jess in the business office. We just wrapped up another audit that was successful. And then Corey Hoganson's in charge of our new teacher program, and we've got approximately 26 new teachers with us this year, certified staff, and we've got a mentor program, and our mentors are doing a great job of helping our new teachers climatize, if you will. But a lot of good things happening. And then with Thanksgiving, I get to work with the best team anywhere. And I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity that I get to work with Jason Horsley and Corey, Nate, JC, and Barney as my administrative assistant. And then Brandy and Jess and Amber and Cheyenne and Justy. I get to have a smile on my face all day. Great team. So
best of the best over there, for sure.
Best of the best.
Absolutely. Superintendent Erickson in studio this morning. Just a few items you touched on. Tell us more about the new teacher program and Mr. Hoganson's helping with, and what exactly does that entail?
Okay, so for the last decade or so, we've had a two-day boot camp in early August for new teachers and try to get them trained up, and they're obviously drinking from a higher fire hose. Several years ago, we had a mentor program where we would assign a master teacher to be their mentor. And then we went away from that for a couple of years with COVID and everything, and we've brought that back this year. Mr. Hoganson's doing a master job of leading that out, and he meets with the mentor and the new teacher on a quarterly basis and works through things. So statistics are very, very high that if we can connect a new teacher with a master teacher, that will keep them in the ranks. So we appreciate our master teachers that have agreed to be mentors, and Mr. Hoganson's got it all scripted out, and there are certain things that they do. They observe, offer them counsel, it's a shoulder to cry on, offer them hope. You know, about this time of year, new teachers, the statistics and the research show that they kind of start to lose hope and that they're going to change the world. And then by after Christmas break, they're back feeling really good that they're going to change the world. And we think they can change the world one student at a time. So
absolutely. Superintendent, so with that in mind, you talk about retention of teachers. That was one thing that came up during the elections with board members and everything. This has got to be something that really helps with retention, right? So you're not trying to fill as many positions every school year.
We feel it's crucial to our retention. Yeah, we've got other strategies that we're putting into action to help with retention as well. But the facts are we're having about 10% turnover a year now, where we didn't used to have that. But there's a lot of factors. Housing, there's not as many young adults going into education. Number one thing that research is showing that new teachers are looking for is respect as professionals. And we're fortunate in Star Valley that our parents and stakeholders still value education and public education and do treat our teachers with respect that they deserve.
Absolutely. Superintendent, I don't want to step on Dal's toes with this question. I know he's working on a story for the newspaper tomorrow, but I get you the day before, so I'm going to ask it.
Fantastic. Go for it.
The girls' wrestling program looking to go 3-0 on the season and three-peat this year if they can pull it off. As that program continues to develop, I know there's talk about space at the high school for the wrestling program. What's been some of the discussions in board meetings as far as a girls' wrestling room?
Okay, so that is a great question. It's a loaded question. We've been working on this for a few years, but Warren Hicks from our facilities department and JC from our business office, we've had this in the works for the last few years. About a month ago, we met with the two head coaches, Coach Waldron and Coach Clark, and the plan is that we will be adding a second level to the wrestling room this summer. To double the square footage of that. It's still probably not going to be adequate. We find ourselves in a very fortunate situation to have high numbers. Both Coach Clark and Coach Waldron, are kid magnets and do a great job with our wrestling programs. But yeah, we're going to be proposing to the school board, and like I say, it's been in the works for several years. It's obviously going to cost several hundred thousand dollars, but we'll be putting a second level on that wrestling room and having a space for both the men's and the women's programs to practice at the same time.
All right. Well, Superintendent, appreciate the update. As always, anything else we missed?
Just, again, so grateful for the job that I have and the opportunity that I have to lead such a fantastic district.
Absolutely. Superintendent Matt Erickson, Lincoln County School District number 2. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on SVI Radio.